Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
No, we are not to be deterred. We got this working despite telephonic problems. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. Joining me after, it wasn't a lot of labor, you know, my producer straightened this out for us, but joining me once again is writer and podcaster Rob Morse. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, Bill. I'm so glad to be on Lock and Load Radio because, you know, I do a little bit of show prep, and when I read the fictions that are put out, call them outright lies in the news, I am so grateful for you and GCN.
Well, I'm very happy to have the forum and to be able to have people come on and try to dispel some of the myths. But I can see now that I'm definitely going to have to call my state senior senator's office, Lindsey Graham, and see exactly what he's on about there, because he's out there talking about, I'll be happy to get out there and do this and do that. Yeah, Lindsey looks at politics as sort of like a chess game. Except sometimes I think I don't think he understands that the Democrats don't look at it as a chess game. They look at it as a way to control people.
Yes.
But anyway, I digress.
What was the famous conversation? You know, some guys came prepared for war, and the Republicans showed up with a balloon animal. Yeah. Well, gosh, it was a war in Chicago this weekend. Between Friday evening and Monday morning, the drug gangs murdered 4 people, but they shot an additional 24 who were wounded. And we hope they survive and recover. So far, 239 people have died this year in Mayor Lori Lightfoot's Chicago. Over 1,000 have been wounded. As you would guess, this last week was significant in other ways as well. My friends who train teachers to defend their students and other staff members are taking a lot of phone calls right now. Now, and I called a couple of them because, yeah, we've heard that for years. And as you rightly point out, Bill, after Columbine, why was there ever another school attack? Why weren't we just so prepared no one would think of it? Well, okay, people take time. Churches seem to have gotten this message a few years ago, and they're finally coming around. Private schools have come around. It's the public schools who are the slow boats to finally get the message.
Yeah. Well, until it needs to be said, and I don't know how many national, and I'm pretty sure some of the state policy, first of all, the states that are already doing it, where they're allowing teachers to be armed, you know, I don't know how many of them get. I'm almost certain that Brian Stelter doesn't invite any of those school districts on his show to discuss things like that. But you know,
It was interesting. This Bloomberg spent many millions of dollars on this one. He got a school district in Ohio to say, "Oh no, we don't want armed teachers." Well, he got some parents to complain to a Cleveland area school board who said, okay, sue us and we'll put up a fake defense. Then the law that said teachers could be armed could be questioned in court. Last week after this attack in Uvalde, the legislature in Ohio finally got off their backside, reauthorized the school teacher program, started in this entire country. It started in Ohio. Faster saves lives. And it's now back in place. Thank goodness, because I think they heard footsteps. They said, if some guy comes on school grounds with a knife and stabs a couple students, the voters are going to roast us alive for not reauthorizing this bill. And they would have been right. They would have deserved it, too.
Well, you know, you need to arm the teachers because, yes, there's threats
with
guns.
Those that want to be armed, yeah.
Yes, it's a voluntary thing. Now, in these faster program schools, which you know more about this than I do, in these faster program schools, it's never a case of there's 50 teachers and only two are armed. There's always, like, literally a squad of teachers that go ahead and volunteer to be the armed teachers in each school, right?
Yes and no, in the sense that it might be 10% of the school staff.
Right.
Often in small school districts, it's more. And the guys who feel it most intensely are the guys who are, you know, at the bottom end of the county, where if they try and whistle up a deputy and the roads are just wet, ignore snow or ice, it can be 40 minutes before the guy shows up.
Yeah.
And the principal says, nope, this is not acceptable. I'm never going to let my kids face that risk. Okay, I don't know which one of you carry, but go talk to the sheriff and we're going to have a come to Jesus meeting. And those are the school districts who are, you know, it's probably more than 10% in that case. But it was 82 out of 88 school districts in Ohio, thousands of teachers statewide. So, wow, wonderful.
Well, I'm
but the, I, when you I said saw. When you said it's a squad, yes, and they train that way, and they train with the police that way, but they know that most of the time when they hear bang, they're going to end up having to solve it alone. By the time just two of them get together, they can't wait that long.
Well, I mean, I don't know what response time is now. National response time prior to Ferguson, right? Prior to Ferguson in 2014 was 11.11 minutes.
Yeah.
Now, according to some studies that I have seen, and I don't remember them, so I can't cite them by name, for every minute, a rampage killer is allowed to operate uninterrupted, he's going to kill a minimum of four people each minute.
That's in the later part. For the first minute before people catch on, it's like 50%. It's about one every 10 seconds. It's six in the first minute.
Right.
Just, oh my gosh.
Yes. So it is not having anything in place. For lack of a better, knowing that there's a threat out there, knowing that, you know, we look at all the things that are stacked up against schools that would want to make a school a target. You got medicated kids. You got kids that you've trained to be narcissists. Now they're introducing all of this gender mind bending stuff, which, you know, a child might resent that. You're telling them that they, if they're white, they're oppressors. If they're black, they're victims. They should hate each other, all this other stuff. Then when one of them turns around and becomes a self-centered, lives in an insular world, only online narcissist, when that narcissist turns around and attacks the school, then they're like, it's the gun's fault.
Yeah.
It's the gun's fault.
That's the... You know what? That's the easy story to write in the media because it doesn't point back at the media, which we'll have to talk about when we come back from the break.
Well, since you're going to lead that in, how about tell everybody how to find you as you do that?
I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast, and I'm a co-host on the Polite Society podcast. Both come out once a week. My blog is at slowfacts.wordpress.com. There are now 2,000 articles waiting for you. From there, the writing is picked up at Ammoland, where I also get to write the weekly Armed Citizens Column.
We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
We know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At Z&A Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, Z&A Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. Z&A Precision, welcome to the Boom Squad.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. We are talking to writer and podcaster Rob Morse. Where would you like to go now, sir?
Well, with all this talk of gun control, the state with the most gun control also had the most active shooter incidents. Now, to you and I, that failure makes complete sense, but I think to the casual listener, they're going, what? Well, but gun control would, no. Gun control is a plastic sign. It will not stop someone who's going to go commit murder. The guy we're talking about California, for those that know. They regulated the good guys, and at the same time, they refused to protect their students with armed teachers or staff. In fact, the California legislature outlawed armed school staff because some districts had it. Some schools that were near state prisons and had armed teachers and staff, they had a very, very enthusiastic sheriff because he goes, if one of these guys gets out, oh my God, I cannot get there fast enough. And I doubt that he will ever, ever, ever arrest an armed school staff member in his county, regardless of what the legislature says. I noticed on that the FBI put out a report on public violence, and they're trying to make us be clear. There's a difference between a school shooting, an active shooter incident, mass murder, and when you put all those together in the right combination, a mass murder shooter at a school. And so, of course, there's violence at our schools, but there's been, and I went back through the list, exactly one active mass murderer in a public school this year. Now, watch what the FBI is looking for. Four or more unrelated individuals are shot and killed in one incident. You don't count the perpetrators. So that if four gang members, two from rival gangs, they shoot each other? Nah, that's not what we're talking about. And it's got to be at one location at roughly the same time. Again, they exclude gang fights, murder suicides of family members, and the school has to be in session. So
yeah,
over the summer.
The students have to be the target, right? The students have to be the target.
Well put. There you go. Yeah. The FBI didn't phrase it that way. But that way, in the summertime, in the middle of the night, some gangs went at it in the parking lot of the school. That's not what we're talking about. Count them. One. And it was at Uvalde, Texas, where the police refused to stop the murderer. And Bill, have you talked about this with Dan yet? Well, next hour, I bet.
Haven't had a chance to talk to him. I don't even know what we're talking about.
Lazy politicians, yeah. Particularly in Texas.
Yeah.
The Republicans, I think, are dominated by big money in Texas. 250 Republican donors wrote a letter to John Cornyn and said, you know, you could pass gun control. Well, I think rich men can be wrong.
Let's look at one thing that happened off of this, though, because see, I know that the Republicans think that the media, if they'll do things a certain way, they think the media will like them. So politicians like Cornyn, who have been there for a while, Graham, who's been there for a while, they're constantly playing this game of how do we get the media to like us? The only problem, and you can't, we couldn't write this. See, our president, Ron Burgundy, he got out there, and yes, some Republican senators have been meeting with Democrat senators to try to put something together. Of course, the Democrats are coming in. They want a national red flag law. They want to ban this. They want to ban that. They want to ban these and outlaw that. And on the other hand, the Republicans are having none of that in most cases. They don't want to ban anything, but they will consider things like a 21-year-old age limit to buy a weapon. Okay? Which is still a slippery path to go down, but it is much less than banning things. And, you know, it's a high-low game of negotiations. And then Joe Biden gets out there and says that any Republican that opposes what he's proposing is, that is unconscionable. Why, then, would anything happen? And to me, I'm looking at this, and I think the Democrats, this is just a campaign issue now for them, for the most part. It's a campaign issue that it's fraught with peril because, look at their record. They where they've got the most gun control, like you said, they have the most issues.
No, none of us go, wow, aren't California and New Jersey just heaven on earth? Oh, my. When my friends say they're going there just to visit, I go, I'll pray for you. I'm frightened for your safety. But I think it's this elitist attitude from the rich donors in Texas. I mean, let's face it, money buys you what you want. You can get a lot of things, and sooner or later you think you can buy politicians and get the policies you want. And maybe you can, but that doesn't mean you've thought through them and they actually work.
Well, whatever's going on, here's the thing.
Yeah.
A statement needs to be put out by the feds telling the states it is okay. We're removing the gun-free zone designation because that's a federal designation.
Right.
We're going to remove the federal gun-free zone designation from schools. Then leave it to the states to do what they will.
Mm-hmm.
Just like abortion is about to happen. That's what's about to happen with abortion. And then we'll see.
Right.
Because I have a sneaking suspicion that we would see things pretty much the way they are now, except this would open. Like in Texas right now, I would not be surprised, especially with the way Abbott was sort of hung out to dry with the misinformation, if he doesn't get out there and say, from here on out, all schools are required to have armed teachers. There is no negotiation. You don't get to choose for yourself. You guys can't handle passive defense.
Right.
And
have you had Ed Monk on your program?
I have not. I've never even heard his name. What is Ed? He sounds intriguing.
Ed is a retired Army colonel, been in law enforcement in a couple of states, used to be a history teacher.
Yeah.
And was at the war college, and when they said, how many guys are going to get injured if we invade this way, he'd go, you need 780 body bags. You know, he did the calculus.
Right.
So when someone says defend a school, he goes, if you plan on calling 911, you're going to need 30 to 40 body bags.
Yeah.
If that's your defense.
You're going to have to hook me up with him. But right now we're coming up on the next break. And why don't you just go ahead and tell people how to find you?
I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast, and I'm a co-host on the Polite Society podcast. We'll put out an episode tonight. My blog is at slowfacts.wordpress.com. From there, my writing is picked up at Ammoland. I also write the weekly Armed Citizens column on Ammoland, where we look in depth at self-defense.
We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Gas prices jumping another dime over the weekend. AAA finding the national average price for regular is up to $4.86 a gallon. That's a 25-cent a gallon bump over the past week. The price is over $5 a gallon in 9 states and the District of Columbia. As the pain at the pump continues, Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg reminds everyone on ABC News it's all the oil company's fault.
The price of gasoline is not set by a dial in the Oval Office. And when an oil company is deciding hour by hour how much to charge you for a gallon of gas, they're not calling the administration to ask what they should do. They're doing it based on their goal of maximizing their profit.
Elon Musk is threatening to end his deal to buy Twitter, accusing the company of not complying with his request for data on its spam and fake accounts. USA Radio News. As the Senate returns from their recess, Republicans on the Hill are continuing to call out the Biden administration.
In frustration on how the Biden administration operates, Republican Senator from Tennessee Marsha Blackburn was on Fox News Monday morning complaining the Biden administration is overwhelmed and nothing is getting done, or no one's in charge, leading to the same result.
They're too busy opening the border. There's crime in the streets, inflation, the price at the pump. The issues are out of control, and you have to wonder, why are they doing this, and why are they making decisions that complicate the lives of the American people every single day?
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
NFL quarterback Deshaun Watson is being slapped with a 24th lawsuit claiming sexual misconduct. The alleged victim's lawyer calling the allegations strikingly similar to those made by other victims. USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of... Oh, wait a minute. I don't have that for this segment. So we're just going to start talking, and we're going to talk with Rob Morse, writer and podcaster.
We mentioned Ed Monk. He was one of those military guys where when they said, how bad's it going to be, it was his job to have an answer. And so he looks at his at schools and he goes, I know everybody hates this. Nobody likes to look at the facts. It's not about politics. It's not what I want. It's just about math. It's a stopwatch and it's math. It's not any harder than that. If you have an armed teacher in every classroom, this is going to be over in seconds. I wish it were zero, but even then, a few people are going to be injured.
Right.
Maybe some will die. If your answer to protect your students is to call 911, those calls don't even happen for the first 3 minutes because people are, the ones who are seeing what's going on are trying not to get shot. Then the ones on the edge finally figure out what's happening. They call, and that's when the clocks, that's when that 11.11 minutes starts. And the cops are doing everything they can to get there.
Sure.
But we're talking about giving a guy a quarter of an hour to murder people who are unprotected. That, he goes, "That's you can do that. I just want you to say it out loud so that everybody hears that that's your plan." And, yeah. And he's had people who've said that to him. You know, they're so ideologically captivated. Well, okay. Anyway, I
like the idea. I mean, let's we need to go ahead and send him out there amongst all these politicians that are coming out here with all of these things. New York has signed a bunch of stuff into law.
Yes.
That you know, and it's a repeat of the SAFE Act, except yes. The only part that's a repeat of the SAFE Act is where they say now we've solved the issues. Now Hochul, at least, is saying this is only the beginning. So I can't wait to see what she got going on, because very shortly
Right.
New York's about to get slapped around by the Supreme Court anyway, so she can go ahead and do and say what she wants to do. And if you live in New York State, if you live in New York City, if you know, I'm sorry this is happening to you, but you can still leave the state. But if you right. do leave the state and come to my state, leave everything except your possessions in New York and come down here and enjoy the freedom. But
I'm going to tar and feather New Jersey, not too far from New York.
Okay.
Jerry Nadler said that guns put women at risk, which is just infinitely bizarre to me. I've taught women to shoot. What are you talking about, Senator? Because largely men don't need a firearm to hurt women. A man is larger and stronger than a woman 9 out of 10 times, particularly in the upper body. If anything were true, if there were any fact on the planet, it's that firearms make women equally dangerous to defend themselves from men. And I it's shocking that a senator would say that, and then that the fawning media would just nod. Oh my gosh. What's interesting, in addition, is that we know when women are victimized. We have much less data when they defend themselves and stop an attack, particularly a sexual assault. Those often go unreported.
Yeah. Well, I don't know.
Yeah.
No, we have about 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So wherever you'd like to go from that, I'm just going to simply say, women, I think women and old people are probably by far the most effective self-defense proponents when it comes to using guns to defend themselves. They seem to handle things a lot more pragmatically, where they're like, they're not like going, oh, I wonder if he has a family, I wonder if he has a wife or children. They just threat, shoot it.
Well, that's fascinating, Bill. And I got to go back to teachers again.
Okay.
Because I've been in classes that taught teachers to defend their, fellow staff members and students. And some of them go, this is not, I'm not going to be shooting at a gun range. I'm going to be shooting maybe down a hallway where there's a bad guy shooting into a classroom. What if there are students behind him and I miss or I don't miss, but the bullet goes through the bad guy? You know, bullets are unpredictable things.
Sure.
And I injure a student. How will I live with myself?
You got to take the shot.
You and I can say that, but they're figuring it out. And it's often during the medical portion of the class. They're sitting there pumping quick clot gauze into, it's a piece of beef, and we're pumping blood into it. It looks like a mess. They're getting messy. Their clothes are getting ruined. They go, man, I would do anything to make sure this is never one of my students. And then suddenly they go, there are worse things than being wrong. The worst thing would to be unable to stop this horror.
Right.
Yeah.
But they have to. It's not the gun that makes the defender. Unfortunately, when you're faced with that, you're going to have to harden your heart.
Yes.
And you're going to have to say, I have to do this.
Yep.
Or this is going to be really, really bad. And simply go with that.
It takes, you're exactly right, and we can tell them, but that's a path they have to walk on their own, and they do. And sometimes they get a little detour and have a lot of, if you took that path and you've been around kids, kids are your profession, and you don't have a lot of feelings about it, I worry about you a little bit. So,
well, here's the thing about this, though. It is a learned behavior to not defend yourself.
Yes.
Now, when we're little kids, if one of our sisters or brothers does something to us, no matter what our size, no matter what, we reflexively defend.
Yep.
And I know that we have to tame that in us. I know we're the humans, the thinking animals, all that other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But by the same token, I sit there and I just wonder if, maybe we have maybe all of this civilizing is actually not what we needed to be doing. And thankfully, there's people out there that know how to flip switches on themselves and go do things. But it's the hard heart that makes the defender. It's not the gun. Having the gun makes you capable of using the hard heart if you can develop that.
Right. Well, and to throw stones at Senator Nadler again, we've got over 500,000 women who defend themselves every year.
Right.
Now, it's in your local paper. It's not on the front page of the New York Times. So shame on the New York Times. They're missing a lot of stories. Thank God for GCN.
Yeah. Well, the local paper, you know, journalism today is dead. They're lazy. They go out there and they, depending on your political agenda, they go looking for whichever website and they copy and paste the headlines and do a little research into it and just there's no critical thinking in reporting today. It's all based upon the fastest way to get the sensation, I guess.
Which will deliver the most clicks?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely. One more time, tell everybody how to find you.
I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast, and I co-host the Polite Society podcast. That's sponsored by the Second Amendment Foundation. My blog is at slowfacts.wordpress.com. From there, my writing is picked up. Many of the gun stories are carried on AmmoLand, where I also write the weekly Armed Citizens column.
And weekly, if he's not snorkeling, he joins me and you here. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender-scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. We are speaking with Rob Morse, writer and podcaster. And, well?
Yes?
Where would you like to go now, sir?
I can make fun of Senator Nadler for hours. He said that guns put women at risk. Well, thank goodness women are armed. I finally saw a picture. We still don't know the name of the concealed carrier in West Virginia, Charleston, West Virginia, who stopped an attempted mass murderer
at
a graduation party.
Black female.
Black female. Yeah. Yep. I would guess roughly 30. If I have to ballpark. She saved lives. She saved men and women. I also looked up another DGU that I did in South Bend, Indiana. Gal's just walking down the street. Homeless guy pulls a gun on her. She runs behind the dumpster, draws her firearms, starts screaming at this guy. Is doing everything she can to keep from shooting him. Okay, the guy sorts out, that's not the victim I had planned, drives away on his bicycle, and the cops pick him up because he's one of the homeless men downtown. Oh, yeah, that's whoever George, you know, they know him. And then the police arrest her because although Indiana passed constitutional carry, it hadn't taken effect yet. Fortunately, this is not crazy town, so the prosecutor goes, okay, we're going to charge her. We're going to set a court date. By the time she's tried and maybe sentenced, what she did will be legal. She'll appeal and will basically probably have to erase the conviction. Please go take a concealed carry class if you need your firearm in the next 2 months. Okay, got it. Again, the reason that's so important is in woke cities where the police have been told to stop, you know, been defunded, like in Seattle, they don't have enough policemen to follow up on adult sexual assaults.
Sure. Yeah.
So those crimes are not prosecuted, which, if you're one of the victims, when did the woke mob say, oh, yeah, but if you're an adult who got raped, you're really stuck? Ah. Oof. Anyway. Yeah. guns save lives, and politicians put women at risk. Maybe that's one of the reasons there were 7,000 new licensees in Washington State last month.
That could be. Well, you know, this is what it's going to boil down to, I think, especially in places like Washington and Oregon, especially, because yep. they, all they have, you know, they can, if they live off of the first floor, they can say, let's grab some beer and go out on the veranda and watch the cops not protect us.
Right.
And then they'll see the black-clad Antifa, right? Antifa. What a joke. But, you know, they'll see them coming along, and the cops will be standing by watching them do this. I don't know what's going on with them. I don't know if they're just so afraid of what may or may not happen if they actually do what they do. The only problem with this is this. If you don't want to do the duty of a police officer, quit.
Well, what quit. Do you do when you've got a police chief who takes the duty of a police officer and turns it into a pretzel?
Well, you got to make a call. You got to make a call.
Yeah.
I mean, police officers, they work for their agency, right? They work for their city, their municipality, their county. Uh-huh. The oath that they take is between us and them.
Right.
It has nothing to do with what the policies may or may not be in their respective departments. And if they get in there and they have a police chief or a sheriff who is doing something that is against what they believe, then be a man or woman, an adult, you're certified now to be a law enforcement officer, quit.
Right. Go find a better chief. Go find a chief who deserves you.
Yeah.
You and I have had to walk away from jobs, done it many a time. And what was interesting when I was reading about the lack of investigative officers in Seattle, and that's the reason these sexual assault cases were not being investigated, they go, we can't retain people. You're not funding them, and the ones we've got are leaving.
Yeah.
Yeah. So some of them are listening, Bill. Thank goodness.
Yeah, I mean, it's about time that they started to listen. But, I mean, this is the thing. I know that the Supreme Court has stated that cops don't have an obligation to protect any one individual.
Right.
I know this. I understand this. This is why I carry a gun. Because I'm not waiting on them. I know that they don't have to be there with me if it happens. I know they're going to respond when they get the first chance they get, however long that may be. And until then, as John Farnham would say, nobody's coming. I get that. I understand that. I embrace that. And that's why I carry a gun. But the rest of it, you know, when you do get there, right? If you come to the school and you hear gunshots going off in the school, this is not the time to plan, do rock, paper, scissor, or any of that other stuff. You get your gun, you get it ready, you figure out, if you're wearing plates, you run in there, plates forward.
Yep.
Be prepared to take impacts. Go in there and kill the guy, killing the children, killing the innocent people, killing the unarmed combatants. Go in there and kill him. That's your duty. And if you don't want to do your duty, that's fine. I get it. I understand it. But let me put it this way. In the military, you don't have that luxury in combat. You don't have that luxury. I mean, certainly people do run from combat. Some people are conscientious objectors, as they would say, although I never served with one. That's the craziest thing I can imagine to be out there and say, well, I'm going to be a conscientious objector, so I want to be out here in the grass with you fellas, but no weapon.
Yeah.
But that's not something you have the choice to be. And for those people that say, well, you got to, you know, you see these people in the military that are good. I cannot in good conscience go support this war. That's not your job, son. Daughter, it's not your job. You threw your hand up. You took the oath. You got to go. You are going, whether you like it or not. You will be going. If you don't develop what you got to develop in the heat of battle, well, then we'll be sending you home. And if you do develop it, you'll be a credit to us. But one way or the other, you're here and you are going. And that's right. Just the way it is. So, you know, if a police officer doesn't want to do their duty, I get it. I understand it. It's who wants to get racked up doing a pullover? You know, pulling somebody over and, you know, you pulled over the wrong person. Who wants to get racked up doing that? So I get it. I understand it. Quit.
that is. On the other hand, I met a young kid, in his 20s. He just started being a cop 6 months ago now. He loves it. I've been dying to go to lunch with him because I want to hear his story. I want to hear what he finds so exciting about it. Now, we planned to go to lunch one time, and he goes, sorry, crash, talk to you later. Interesting, Ammoland was part of an interview of a bunch of minority members, brown men, brown women, who went to the NRA meeting.
Right.
And they're trying to go, it's wonderful to have you here. Why are you here? And they go, and you just reminded me of it, Bill, we're on our own. No one's coming.
Right.
You've told us that, but it's suddenly, you know, we saw it in the news. I mean, look, we come from the inner city. We're not new to crime. But, yeah, it could be bad, and we got to take care of ourselves until the police get there, which, as you say, they're coming as fast as they can. It's our job to protect ourselves until that happens.
Yeah, exactly. That's you know, you have an obligation to do that. For everybody that cares about you or anything else. Before we run out of time, tell everybody how, if you would, one more time, tell everybody how to find you, please, sir.
I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast. I co-host the Polite Society podcast. My blog is at slowfacts.wordpress.com. From there, the writing's picked up at Ammoland. I also write the weekly Armed Citizens column for them. Say hi to Dan, would you please?
I will. Thank you, sir. Hour
next
number
week?
Two. Yep, yeah. Absolutely. No, same bat time, same bat channel. Save the new phone number.
Yeah.
Hour number two is inbound. Coming up next, the editor-in-chief from thetruthaboutguns.com. That is Dan Zimmerman. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We did invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.